And that's not all. Buy today and we'll send you completely free.
Ever thought that some offers are just too good to be true?
Yes, that's an incredible 42-piece set for only $19.95. Yes, you heard us.
That you don't generally get something for nothing?
Free! Free! Free!
Well, at PokerStars, you actually do. Because the minute you sign up as a real money player, you automatically join our VIP club and start earning player points towards hundreds of items, from plasmas to Porsches to seats at major poker tournaments. Visit PokerStars.com/VIP to see why our rewards program makes other offers seem, well, a lot of hot air. PokerStars VIP Club, the best online poker reward program.
From the WDAE Sports Animal Studios in Tampa, Florida, it's the Ante Up PokerCast presented by PokerStars. And now here are two guys who think they know how to play poker, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's March 13, 2009, and you're listening to the best poker podcast on the planet. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I am Scott Long.
Happy birthday, Dad. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm not your dad.
No, my dad's birthday is today.
Oh, okay, all right.
Friday the 13th, not exactly the greatest birthday of all, but I'm taking him out to dinner tonight, so we'll have a good time.
Going to the Melting Pot?
No Melting Pot, actual quality restaurant, so you know.
And was he born on Friday the 13th?
That I do not know, although okay. I suppose I could look it up.
Because it could be like a leap year baby, where it's only celebrates birthday when it's on a Friday.
That's actually my... My father-in-law was born a leap year baby.
Oh, really?
So he's only 21, even though he's 84.
Cool.
He just turned 85, actually. So,
boy, that would suck the way you're 85 to get your first beer.
Oh, man. So, have you recovered from last night? Thrashing of you?
It did not take much for me to recover because I just, to be honest, was never really in Apes last night. So I really don't have anything to complain about. I just got whipped.
Yeah, it was pretty sad watching you raise under the gun in Pot Limit, Omaha. It was just sad. I just had a lot of fun with you last night, but I think I would have rather have been in your shoes and gone out early and had the rest of my night than to do what I did, is to play all night long and have my king whatever it was lose to jack 3-4 when it goes 3-XX-4 to lose to threes and fours to get knocked out in 24th right near the bubble. So. But it was a great tournament. Had a lot of fun. I played pretty decent, I think. But I could have played better, I guess. And
I could not have played better.
No, you could not have played better. But we had a lot of fun together. And first, let's congratulate our winner.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and try to pronounce that?
Well, I think that his real name is Taro Jusila.
Oh, very nice.
But he went by Aurenj, and he's from Finland.
Aurenj. Yeah, that sounds cool.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm like Orange J. Rosenthal.
Orange J. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, he probably doesn't want to know that, though.
but he had a huge, as you put here, monumental heads-up comeback to beat the father of the forums and Ape scorekeeper, Gambit727. Scott, I got to tell you, I have not seen a collapse like that since the 78 Red Sox. I mean, that was just, and he cost us probably like $12 in shipping.
Yeah,
too,
that's right. I was going to say.
We could just handed him the banana.
We were going to give the banana monkey at the home game, and now we got to send it all the way across to Finland. But I'm sure our great champion is going to enjoy that. So it's going to be worth it. And, you know, it was his first Apes event.
Yeah.
He had an old PokerStars account, hadn't played much, and then we came over here to PokerStars.com, and he's like, all right. And he fired up. He got in the free roll, won his way in, and then skated all the way to victory.
Do you hear that, PokerStars executives? We are converting people left and right, and now we're converting champions. This is fantastic news. But he's from Finland, so, I don't know. Can you speak Finnish?
Are you sure it's a he? We always have this problem.
That's true.
But no, I cannot speak Finnish. Is it Finnish?
Here's the thing. It is Finnish. Here's the thing. His first name is T-E-R-O, and generally languages that end, when male names end in an O, and A's are for females. So I'm going to go on a limb and say this is a guy.
Wow, very good.
Here's your lesson for today.
So you get poker lessons and linguistic lessons.
That's right, man.
Linguistic. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mother tongue.
but we got a couple short clips here. We'll play them real quick.
Yeah, let's play them right now.
Hey, guys, this is Chad, Own the Dream, out in Scottsdale, Arizona, and just wanted to call and wish Gambit congratulations on his second place. We are really pulling for him, but you got to give it credit to the old RNJ, however you say his name. He did a good job too. So, just it was a fun event, and me and Mama are looking forward to the next event next month. So, have a good one, guys.
Hey, Scott and Chris, this is Byron from Virginia, aka Crazy Fist on Stars, sixth place finisher from Apes last night. Listening to the podcast for about a year now, and it's my first Apes. Had a ton of fun last night, so will definitely not be my last. Thanks for hosting the great tourney, and keep up the good work with the show. Later.
It's always great when people call in and congratulate other people because they didn't do well, or you know, or call in because it's their first Apes and success story, which is a great thing. You know, I love it when first timers do really well, because then that keeps them around for a long time, and then we get all their money.
Well, I'm not getting their money, but
no, I know.
And particularly the all right. So the next free roll is coming up 9 p.m. Wednesday, March 25th. That's 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yes,
it will be stud this time.
Yep.
Sadly, I do not believe I will be in this free roll, so that's one extra free seat for someone, because I'm going to be down in Dania playing in a charity event that night. But you'll
Excellent.
Have to represent win your free seat.
I will rep, and I will win a seat just so that in stud. No, I'm not going to win a seat in stud. Sorry. I've been cocky the first two, and of course didn't win those either. But yeah, it's not going to happen in stud either. Hey, I noticed how you skipped right over the line that says Scott got flat out played by Chris.
No, I was going to get back to that. But before we get back to that, event number 3 will be April 8th. So remember, you can get all your information on Apes at antiupmagazine.com/apes, A-I-P-S.
I like the way you spell that out.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
yeah,
when people go into APES or something crazy. See, now I just confused them. So it's A-I-P-S.
No.
But yeah, no, there's two hands with you. One, I thought I played decently because I didn't raise you on the river when I got my third 10, and you were slow playing a set the whole way.
Yeah.
So I felt good that I didn't lose more to you. I did not feel good about losing all that. That got me down to 500. And then, you know, here's the thing is I've been preaching this whole limp in thing for months now, right?
Yeah.
And then I found myself like 20 minutes in this tournament last night, raising all the time. I was not in the right frame of mind to play with. And then I've been playing a lot of PLO 8, too.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I really find it tough to scale up to PLO from PLO 8.
It was funny because we had a lot of cool banter going on, too. Like, you raised under the gun, and at the minute I sit down at your table, and what is up with that, by the way? Why are we constantly being moved to each other's tables in these tournaments? Didn't you tell the execs at Poker Stars to like make sure we never face off every single tournament so far, even the free rolls? But it was a lot of fun. As soon as I sit down, you're under the gun, I'm in the big blind, you raise. And I was like, Scott, don't you listen to the show? Wasn't one of our power tips, don't raise in early position? Because you're not going to do anything with it, and you're like, and everyone's like, yeah, you don't listen to the show, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's having a ball, and of course I flopped two pair and told you I had a set.
Yeah.
So would you just have aces? Would you have?
I just had kings, which is even worse.
Oh, you had kings. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You had one of my outs.
Yeah, and I had a king too in my hand, so that was great. That was a lot of fun. And on the other hand, I checked that set of sevens all the way to the river, waiting for somebody to catch up, and then I filled up and then took another chunk out of you. I'm glad I should have bet more. You probably would have called.
Yeah, I probably would have called more. But
damn, I could have knocked you out.
Yeah, you could have.
Oh, man. Anyway, it was a great tournament, and glad a lot of people turned out, too. It was like over 100 people for a PLO.
111 for PLO.
Yeah, very nice. That's pretty good.
Yep.
So, nice showing. And, hey, you know, I got to ask you a question. Now, remember the old days when we used to have the sit-and-go tournaments with the spouses and the friends of spouses and all that? Well, let me ask you this. If you... Let's say I was going to host it, which we already know that this is fantasy because I never host. I only hosted once. But let's say I'm hosting one.
All right.
And you're at work, and you're going home before we do the tournament. And when you get home, Laura's there, and she's having sex with another guy.
Oh, wow. I don't know where this is going.
Now, you catch your wife having sex, right? Do you think that you're going to show up for the tournament that night?
Oh, I got nothing else to do, right?
And are you going to bring Laura with you?
Oh, you mean bring her with me? No, probably.
All right,
not.
So you caught your wife cheating on you, and you're going to show up at the tournament? I don't think you're going to. But you know what? I forgot to bring this up. And last week I said, I thought, discretion is a better part of valor. Maybe I won't bring it up.
You have no valor.
But I said, screw it, I got no valor. So we were playing in Jason's home game back in Connecticut. And the time before last when I played, we played in a big tournament, and that was a tournament where I had that huge stack, and I just started crushing everybody, and then ended up not making the money anyway, like I always do. But there was this couple there, and Jason said, yeah, this couple's coming, and they're not really very good, but you know, they like to play poker. They play in the home game once in a while and stuff. So I was like, okay, I thought, and he said, she's real aggressive, whatever. So they show up at the home game, and I mean, I just abused her. I mean, I knocked her out. I knocked her husband out. I abused her. I mean, it was just ridiculous, and she got so mad. And anyway, I knocked them both out, and they left. So it came to find out that about a half an hour before that tournament, and I think it was the guy busting in on her, but he caught his wife cheating on him.
Wow.
And they still showed up for the poker home game.
Wow.
You got to, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe things are going to work out.
No, they're done. No, that was a while ago. They're separated and whatever. But, I mean, come on. You've got to be kidding me. How do you show up for a home game after your wife is there having sex with another guy, or you were having sex with a woman and you got caught? How do you guys
you
get in the car?
Sex with a guy, or she was having sex with a woman. That make a difference.
Well, you know, whatever. But you know,
or somebody was having sex with a dog.
Someone was having sex with something other than their spouse. It could have been a doll, for all I care. I don't care. It makes no difference. You
not
got
a poker
caught.
Star's monkey, though.
No, thank
God. There are some limits.
Now, although I've seen a couple of dogs do some things to monkeys. Anyway, I just don't understand how you show up for that tournament. There's no way, right? If I came in and broke in on Gene cheating on me, there's no way we're saying, okay, well, let's talk about this later. We got a tournament to go to.
Here's the thing is, if you're fans of Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know, couples, you know, first thing after they break up is they have to claim their friends, right?
Yes.
So I think that's probably part of this is, you know, hey, I'm ticked off, but I got to go in there because these friends are going to be my friends. I'm not letting the spouse take these friends.
Oh, my
so
God.
So maybe that's what's played into it.
That's unbelievable. I just can't believe that happened. Hey, do you know, last night I was playing, while I was watching Gambit collapse, I was watching his game on the side, but I was playing cash games last night, and I was playing a horse, and I was playing 4-8 because I didn't want to get too serious with 4-cent, 8-cent, you know, just to, while I was waiting for that to end to see who won. And a guy sat down with $3,000 last night at a 4-cent, 8-cent table. What is this guy doing?
Egomaniac.
That's got to be trying to intimidate you. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all. But
3,
I forgot to bring that up.
Wow. So did you take like 37 cents off him or something like that?
Yeah, I broke him. That's what I did. I sat there long enough to take all of his money.
Brutalized him. Next time he sits down in the knocked him down to the penny 2-cent games. Sorry, man. I've only got 3,000 left now. I got to scale back.
I got to move down limits. anyway, it was a lot of fun. And then, you know, the other thing I forgot, too, was, you know, last week was High Stakes Poker's debut.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Did you watch any of it?
I did not. I watched a couple of the clips, but I did not watch the extras.
After it debuted, I got an email from AJ Benza, and he's like, yo, where can I go to find forums to see what they're talking about? You know, and so I gave him a couple of forum ideas, but I thought it was pretty good. I mean, they got a sort of a new intro like they always do, and some new guys on there, but some guys are just playing. It's because of $200,000 buy-in now. The pots are huge every time now.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. And he was right about Tom Dwan. I mean, Napoleon Dynamite, dead on. Dead on. But Dwan is really making some amazing reads and calls, and he's going up and down, up and down, but I have a feeling he's gonna do well this season.
Wow. Did anybody sit down with $3,000?
Yeah, that's and they actually upped the blinds and annies as well this year because of the $200,000 buy-in. So it's playing bigger. The game's playing much bigger. And they had, this was cool. Oh no, that was something else. I'm sorry. There's another cash game. Have you seen the Full Tilt Aussie $1 million cash game thing?
No,
yet?
I'm not.
Not the Aussie one, the London million one.
Oh, okay.
So they have $1 million cash game. And they had a straddle. It was like, the blinds were like 6 and 12, and then they straddled for 24, and then they straddled for 48, and then John Juwan straddled for 9,600 before the cards were dealt.
Wow.
It was like the largest straddle they said they had ever seen. And these were like all the big-time players, Mattisso, Ivy, Hellmuth, everybody.
Well, I wish you would have told me that before the show, because we had a mailbag about straddling, but I guess we'll just do that next week.
Cause. Well, you know, because we don't talk enough.
No, that's
you know,
true.
We need to get together more often and talk about what's going on in our poker lives.
And, you know, we love to hang out with the Annie Up Nation, yep. Right? And you just went up and saw Jason and all those good folks up in Connecticut.
Yep.
And then I did mention I'm going to be in Chicago in May, and there's already a thread on the forum trying to figure out whether we need a home game or a good charity event that the Chicago Joe might set up. So.
Cool.
So check that out if folks are in the Chi-Town area.
AntiUpMagazine.com/forum.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
And Chris, we got a big announcement here, don't we?
This is the ultimate get-together.
We did not have a chance to tease this as a big announcement. Therefore, raising expectations beyond belief, like we normally do.
I think when I post the show on the line, I'll put big announcement.
Oh, okay, there you go. There you go. So this will be a brief period of anticipation.
Yes.
But you know, I just got back from a poker cruise. We talked about that on last week's show, and you know what?
We're going to do one, damn it.
It's time for the Ante Up Nation to set sail and go on the Ante Up Poker Cruise. And it came together very quickly.
And why let everyone else have all the fun, right?
Exactly.
We got to get a piece of our own pie here.
Right. So,
hats off to you.
So, yeah, if you can't make the Chi-Town meetup, or you don't go to the home game in Connecticut, or if you don't stand us up in Vegas during the Ante Up meetups, here is your opportunity. And we will give you some quick details here. And there's going to be a lot more stuff as we continue to fill in the blanks. But very quickly, it's going to be August 20th through 24th. It's going to sail out of Tampa going to Cozumel.
I've been there.
So have I.
I went to the Tulum ruins.
So did I.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. Did you buy the calendar from the little short guy?
No, I actually kicked him.
Oh.
And said, get the hell out of my way.
You know, I think Laura would have done that, too. She was mad at me because I was being nice to the little Tulumi guy or whatever he is. He's a
actually no, I didn't
Mayan guy.
Yeah, I don't know, but I didn't. I'm just joking. But I did see that person.
Yes.
But
and a great Carlos and Charlie's too for all those folks that don't get enough booze on the cruise.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's gonna be a 4-night cruise and just a 1-stop. So I figured today the Antioch Poker Room will be open probably 72 hours on this cruise. So this is a great opportunity for folks that want to play some cards with us.
Tournaments, cash games, sit and goes, you name it. It's not going to be like your other cruises. It's going to be fun and more variety, and we're going to be there, too. You know, and you know how much I hate cruises, so I'll probably be at the poker table the whole time I'm there. And I've already gone to Cozumel, so I'll probably stay docked and
you'll just never get off the
get a home game going somewhere in one of my rooms or something.
See, this is all my secret plan to get both you and my wife on a cruise, since both of you hate them. And you forgot the absolute best part of this.
I did?
The open bar cocktail party the last night.
Awesome. I want to see you. No, I don't want to see you drunk because you kick my ass in poker when you're drunk.
That's right. No, I downed about 7 melon balls in this last cruise at the open bar cocktail. And I don't really like them, but, you know, they kept bringing them by. But, yeah, we're gonna announce a lot more in the coming months as we get more stuff together. Prices are very affordable, I think, right?
I think so.
They start at just $359 per person. And even better, Chris, the first 10 people, this isn't one of those ShamWow kind of infomercial things where everybody gets this. No, seriously, you have to be one of the first 10 people to book your cruise. You get $50 off of that.
Wow.
Yep. And to book, here you go. Here's the information. I'll pause while you grab the nearest pencil, steal one from your coworker, or
or if you're driving down the road, swerve in the traffic and grab one out of the pocket.
Yeah. Prick your fingers so you have some blood. You absolutely have to book through our agent, or you will not be admitted to the poker room, so don't go booking somewhere else and then getting surprised when you get on the
ship. Yeah, it's like one of those college bars where you have to get the little bracelet and close in the dark.
Yeah, we're going to give you a cup with your name on it.
We're going to have a huge bouncer out there who's making fun of you and stuff, won't let you in, behind the velvet rope.
All right, but you have to book through Mary Kolb at Go Travel Orlando. Her phone number, 727-733-3498. One more time, that's 727-733-3498. Or you can shoot her an email at mkolb@gotravelorlando.com. That's mkolb at gotravelorlando.com. And all the details and all the updates are going to be on antiupmagazine.com/cruise.
Yes.
/cruise.
We got a lot of pages on our home, on our webpage.
Yeah, it's getting too big now.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the end of the interwebs pretty soon.
We've come to the end of the interwebs. Go back.
But, yeah, we hope as many of our good podcast listeners will join us and meld with all of our great readers here in Florida. And it should be a nice little floating party for 4 days.
Come one, come all, bring money. I hear the Ante Up News Desk a call in.
All right. Good stuff today. Good stuff.
Okay, good.
Libertarian and former world champ Greg Raymer attended the recent Conservative Political Action Conference, Card Player Magazine reports. Making a distinction between conservatives and Republicans, Raymer told the group that, quote, I think a true conservative is someone who wants little or no government in his life, end quote.
Smart.
Yeah. I don't know whether it really worked. or not. But
I don't know. But he knows. I mean, he knows. You know what? It's perfect to have a poker player doing this because they can, especially a world champion, because they can adjust to the player. So he knows what to say to these people to make them come over to our side. So great, great remark there.
Very good. All right. South Carolina Senate President Pro Tem Glenn McConnell, he's a Republican from Charleston, has introduced a bill to allow for poker games and gambling in private homes when there's no house profit, and to allow churches and other nonprofit organizations to hold casino night-style fundraisers that do not involve slot machines, video gambling, or sports betting.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
So that would make, actually, South Carolina's laws better than Florida's laws.
Wow. Now you know we're falling behind. If that's the case.
All right, well, thank you. Happy thoughts for that that great bill there. Also, Blue Fire Poker, a non-wagering poker trading site, has said it will put up $1 million for charity if President Barack Obama or any member of the U.S. Congress agrees to play one of its pros in a game of poker, according to poker listings. The site said both players will start with even chips and with a blind structure that proves that poker is a game of skill.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a lot of money, but brilliant.
It is a lot of money. Wow. I'm hoping, as much as I like our good President Obama, I think he's got probably more important things right now than...
But you
got
to throw him in there.
A million bucks. Yeah, of course. It's all part of the PR thing. But maybe, you know, we'll get some,
some naysayers, former, some doubters,
broadcast anchor, somebody who lucked his way into Congress that will take up this challenge for $1 million.
Oh my God!
All right, and then finally, NBC's National Heads Up Poker Championship was held last week, but Lane Flack wasn't among the field. Chris,
what is up with that?
The night before the opening round, Flack was arrested in Las Vegas and charged with driving under the influence, speeding, and failing to yield to an emergency vehicle, and had to cancel his appearance. He was replaced by David Oppenheim. And we'll pause briefly here, Chris.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. If you don't want to know who won the tournament, we'll give you a minute here to hit the mute button on your iPod, hold it down for the next 30 seconds or so, and then pick up our regularly scheduled programming. All right, this year's champion is Huck Seed, who outdueled Vanessa Russo for the title.
Perfect timing. She's on the show today.
She's on the show again today.
Awesome.
Of course, we taped this before she won, but yeah.
Yeah, so we won't be talking about it to her on the show. Clearly, it's part two from last week, but still, I mean, this only perpetuates the theory that once you're on our show for the first time, you can only do good afterward or during the week. You know, like Kenneth James.
That's right.
Everybody who's on our show the first time, they either win a tournament just before coming on, or they win a tournament afterwards, or do really well afterwards. And so I think, and plus, you know, they were saying on the forums, I think it was Gambit who was saying, hey, Chris, you know that little leak in her game that you pointed out? That's probably why she did so well. So I emailed her and said, you know, I'll just take 10%.
And congratulations to Gadzooks, longtime listener of Annie Up. She won Annie Up's break bracket contest, and a special banana is going out in the mail next week. And thanks, of course, to Chief of the Foreman Forum and biggest Annie Up choker, Gambit, for setting up that great contest. Second year we did that.
Oh, my God. All right, I hear the hotline ringing. It's 813-448-1120. You call that number, leave a message, and we will use it on the show. If we do, we'll send you something cool from the swag shelf. We'll spin the little wheel for you.
All right, today's call comes from Tom from Virginia Beach.
I just wanted to see, now that you guys are not at the Tampa Bay, can you guys accept gifts over $50? I think there was something, or I'm not sure if it was $50 max or what, but anyways, just curious. Hope all is well. Great show. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you soon.
In short, no cap on gifts. Send cars, planes.
Yeah.
Hotel rooms in Vegas.
We'll take it all.
Unsecured debt. most newspapers have an ethical thing because they think you're going to influence coverage, which is why we couldn't do it there, even though it sounded weird, you know. It's not like we gave anything extra to Tom Turley for sending us a pizza, but...
Although they did make us give away, like, a slice to everyone.
Yes, that's right.
So that if we had one slice and it wasn't enough to be, you know, a slice was worth like 88 cents or something. But send us food, whatever you want.
And here's the best part of this call, Chris. Tom from Virginia Beach wanted to know whether there was a cap on gifts that people could send us. And what's he going to get for that?
A gift.
A gift from us.
From us.
All right, let's spin that great wheel and see what
Tom. Well, wait, I think we have to ask Tom now. Is it ethical for him to accept the gift from us?
That is true.
Did he send this email from work? Did he, you know, did he call in from work?
Yeah. I mean, you know. Here's the thing. All right, Tom, you're going to have to send me your address so I can send you this, and then you're going to have to let me know what the allowance on the gift is, and you're going to have to hope that when Chris spins the wheel here that it doesn't exceed your cap on gifts that you can accept.
Here we go.
All right, Tom, I think you're going to be all right, though it's a good quality item, a t-shirt from donkeygear.net.
And that's going to piss off Blazman, because we were supposed to give him a shirt, and I was supposed to bring it to the home game with me, but I wasn't going to see you, because you were going on your cruise, so I gave him a different shirt, and I told him we didn't have any more Donkey Gear shirts. Oh, well.
Hey, yeah,
sorry, Blaz.
Get on a plane and come down, and maybe we'll come on, get on a plane, come down, get on the poker cruise, and then kick your butt.
Yeah, okay.
We'll let him do that.
Oh, man. So anyway, congratulations. We'll send you off that shirt as soon as you send us your address. So we got a mailbag item today.
Yeah, we actually get a lot of mailbag. We're getting a lot of feedback now, finally. People are waking up. It's been kind of like, you know, that whole winter. You know, people are kind of slow.
Just, they're
like
starting to wake up now.
Stay in their
starting
house.
Starting to thaw out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think I answered this email earlier,
well,
too.
Well, good,
so.
Because I would have absolutely no clue. But very quickly, here it comes from Michael Cantor. He says that I know that Apple makes a poker game for the iPod, but I was wondering if you know of any good iPod apps. I know you reviewed software a while back, but I was wondering if you knew of any iPod-specific ones. He says he saw what looks like some good odds calculators. Apparently, there are some that are networked. But I was wondering about games specifically.
No.
No.
All right.
Oh, moving on.
What I said to him was that there were a lot of poker games on there that were just, I mean, you were actually playing with other people, and it was like through the internet and everything, and it was kind of weird. But nothing for money, no, you know what I mean? And I thought they were all kind of cheesy, chintzy. But I haven't heard that rumor about Full Tilt, and I don't know of any other like Poker Stars or anything like that. Creating one, I don't know, but I know of nothing that is worth downloading. I had one on my iPhone for a while, and just got rid of it. So my answer would be no. Sorry, but stay tuned.
All right,
believe me, if I have an iPhone, so if I find out something that's decent, I'll let them know somehow. I'll bring it up on the show.
All right, let's spin the swag shelf and let's see whether
we're not going to spin the swag shelf, right? Because that would knock all of the swag off the
shelf. And I don't have time to put all the swag back on the shelf.
You want to swing the random prize generator.
You do the random prize generator.
All right, let's spin
it. Let's see whether we have any iPod games on the swag shelf.
Here we go.
Congratulations, Michael. Send us your address, and we will ship out to you a flush card protector from PokerFaces.tv.
I got to see these things. You hoard all the presents. I don't know what they look like.
I own the swag shelf.
I know. I got to come over once in a while.
No, the flush one's kind of cool. It's kind of like a boogeyman, kind of like that guy in Scary Movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I want to see that.
Yeah.
This is Graham. He's new to PokerStars. Graham doesn't know it yet, but he's a VIP. He's entitled to claim points against any number of rewards in the PokerStars VIP program. From PlayStations to plasmas, from Porsches to seats at major on- and offline poker tournaments. You see, he started collecting VIP points the minute he joined PokerStars as a real money player. Because we don't think you should have to apply or be in the know to earn rewards. He'll be very excited when he finds out. Just you wait and see. Wait for it. Visit PokerStars.com/VIP and find out why all other reward schemes seem just a little, well, inaccessible. PokerStars VIP Club. The best online poker reward program.
Okay, hopefully you tuned in last week and heard part one of our excellent interview with Vanessa Russo. So now here is part two. Enjoy.
Well, every one of your caches that I've looked up on Hendon Mob was for Hold'em, including 7 World Series caches. But when your fiancé, Chad Brown, was on our show, he was in our studio and told us that you were starting to play other games back then. So is that still true, and do you have a favorite game other than Hold'em?
Yeah, I am starting to play the other games. I'm definitely not, you know, as successful in those games as I am in Gnome and Hold'em, because that's what I focus on. 99% of my time is spent playing and expanding my game in Gnome and Hold'em. The rest of the games, like 1% of the time, you know, just to change it up and to kind of, with in mind to, you know, over the next 20 years, develop those games. You know, I want to do it slowly, you know, in a relaxed way, like in my free time. So, and I don't play mixed games throughout the year at all. I only play them. I play some mixed games tournaments during the summer at the World Series. I think I've probably played like 8 different events now leading up to this point. And I got really close. It was the bubble last year in the $10,000 buy-in mixed event, which was the 8-game mix.
Right. Yeah.
Had No Limit Hold'em, Pot Limit Omaha, Deuce to 7 triple draw, and the 5 variants, of course. And I did really well in that event. I was happy with how I did, and I went out on some really, really sick beats. So I was happy, and I think that bodes well for my progress in those games. But you know, definitely Chad's the better all around player for sure.
You know, I'm gonna save this clip because you said within that long sentence somewhere in there you said that you did something slowly. So I'm gonna save that because I don't believe it. You don't do anything slowly. So I'm gonna save that clip.
Is it? And if you guys, I know I talk so fast. So you know, if I'm ever speaking too quickly, just be sure to.
No, that's not it at all.
All right. So we were speaking of Chad. Have you guys set a date yet?
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. We're in the process of doing that right now. It looks like we might do. We really got upset with the whole wedding planning process. Is like the bane of our existence right now. Like it's so hard. That we just kind of gave up. Like, I think we're going to elope. Like, I know that's disappointing, but we're going to elope and then, like, throw a big party for everyone during the World Series or something. So probably in the next couple of months.
Well, I was going to ask you where the wedding was going to be, in Vegas or Florida now, so I guess I should ask you what drive-through Elvis Chapel in Vegas it's going to be.
We're not going to do it that way, you know, but, like, we'll just still do a nice little ceremony, but it'll probably be in Vegas. Maybe Monte Carlo, but probably Vegas.
So when you were out today buying your copy of Sports Illustrated, did you pick up any bridal magazines?
No, right. That's the exact opposite of what I want to do. That's the whole thing. That whole thing with the wedding planning and the bride magazines and the this and the that and what do I wear and all the flowers and the colors and the it's too much. I can't handle it. I'm so busy, and honestly, that project was just overwhelming for me. It's you know, I get it. I would love to have a really beautiful big wedding. Problem is, it just takes an amount of planning that is overwhelming for me.
Now, it's no secret that Chad's a little older than you. Do you ever get any ribbing for that or evil looks from little old ladies at the grocery store for the age difference?
Well, I don't think little old ladies are in the age range of Chad, but no one ever says anything about that. I mean, you know, it's a totally appropriate age difference, and we're, you know, totally in love, and it works really well, and so that's never really been brought up.
Awesome.
All right, so we've been checking out your MySpace page, of course, in our effort to be thorough in our research, and it reminded us that once you put out a bulletin trying to hook up your sister with a good man, did that ever work out for her?
That is so funny that you saw that. No, that didn't work. We tried. I got down to 3 finalists, and I did them, and she was supposed to agree to go on the dates with them, and then she chickened out, and you know, what can I do? I tried, but she's... You know, she's just really, really picky girl.
Hey, how big is your family? And does anyone else in your family play poker still?
I'm pretty much the only one who plays, like, a lot. You know, I mean, everyone else plays, like, every once in a while, like, as a hobby, but not, you know, seriously or anything like that, just, like, as, you know, for fun. But my family consists of, my parents are divorced, so on my mom's side, I have my mom, my stepdad, and I have 3 stepbrothers, and my 2 sisters who live at home with my mom. They're both younger. And so it's 3 girls with the same parents. Like,
okay.
And then my 3 stepbrothers from my stepdad, and then my dad and my stepmom. And my dad has 2 kids with my stepmom. So I'm kind of like a big, complicated, new agey, modern Millennium family.
Total pretty bunch, yeah. All right, now you used to play at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, and you give a lot of credit for those days for your success. Now, tell us a little bit about what those days were like for you.
At the Hard Rock, that was awesome. I often look back at that, you know. I didn't even realize at the time how great I had it, you know, but I was in law school, and on the weekends, I would play poker with a great group of friends of mine that are still really close friends with me. One of them was this guy named PJ who went to law school with me from Fort Myers, and another guy was Ross, who later became my boyfriend for a brief period of time, but we're still really close friends, and he's lives in Miami, and they you know, introduced me to the Hard Rock, and I went with them, and I would start playing, and within a couple weeks, I was pretty consistently making a decent chunk of change every weekend, more than any of my law school peers, and it was pretty sick. We would we took it to the next level after that point. Ross actually is really big into, and actually so is PJ's a private pilot, and so is Ross. And Ross has a prop plane, and so they started getting me flying lessons, where I would take flying lessons and or they would fly us to neighboring states' World Series of Poker Circuit events, like in Mississippi or Louisiana.
Cool.
And so here I am on the weekend, you know, during the week going to law school, and then, you know, on Thursday night or whatever, because I didn't have classes on Fridays, heading out to these, you know, out-of-state locations to go play some tournaments, coming back, playing in the Hard Rock, coming back to law school. I mean, I was living, it was just really, really a very unique lifestyle, and it obviously allowed me to sow the seeds for what eventually became a really rare but awesome job. So it was just a great period of my life.
Well, do you play in Florida anymore now that you're a pro? I mean, I realize the limits here are bad, but do you have any occasion to come back and play here?
I didn't for a long time, you know, because there's no big major events here, which I don't understand why they don't bring some major events here, because everyone loves Florida. I hope they do eventually bring like a WPT or whatever, you know, a major circuit event, a World Series circuit, whatever, either any of them, right. You know, some sort of a major buy-in to Florida. I wish that would happen. But so I didn't for a while. I do come back to teach a bunch. I taught some boot camps here in Florida, and I will be teaching some in the upcoming months, and also I'm hosting some special events in the coming months at different casinos in Florida here, which I guess we'll talk about later. So,
actually, we're going to talk about it right now. You segued right into our questions, almost like you got the list. Our good friend Nick Sortle down at the Sun Sentinel let us know that you're doing some poker camps, and obviously you've talked a little bit about it on the interview. So tell us all about that.
First one I'm going to be doing is at the Palm Beach Kennel Club on March 28th. I'm doing a special event that I'm hosting, which is basically, we haven't done the whole itinerary yet, but it looks like I'll basically be giving a two-hour lecture or something to that end before hosting a tournament. And then it looks like we're going to give out some sort of a prize thing to, like, maybe the final table will get seats in a game theory and poker clinic I'll be teaching. Or something like that. And so more information will be out about that very soon, but it will be March 28th at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. And obviously I'll also be doing, you know, pictures and autographs and stuff. So you can bring your Sports Illustrated magazines if you want the signatures there. I'll be ready to do that. And then I'm doing some at some different casinos in Tampa, Daytona, Fort Myers, Miami, Hollywood. And just no set dates have been set to this point, but they should all be set within the next week or so. So pretty excited about all of those. This gives me the opportunity, you know, to come back home and see my parents a little more. They live down here in Florida. And also they're helping me run these boot camps, so to work with them is pretty cool. And also I really do love to teach, and even more specifically love to teach about game theory and poker, because it's such a unique topic, and this is one of the few ways that people can learn about that topic through my clinics. And so I've had great feedback on the ones that I've done, and I can't wait to offer that to the people of Florida.
Will Chad be with you on any of these stops?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get Chad to come to a bunch of them, actually, and do, you know, similar sort of you know, appearance thing and all of that. So haven't gone over his schedule yet and nailed down any particular dates that he'll be coming, but you can definitely expect to see him at more than half of them.
You know, all your life you've always tackled so many projects and interests at once. How do you do it all, and do you ever feel like the time is coming when you're just going to burn out?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the exuberance of youth right now. I'm sure that there's going to come a time in my life where my priorities will change, and you know, I eventually do want to have a family and all of that, and definitely couldn't keep up this pace with a family. just not enough hours in the day. But I mean, I'll probably still be playing poker, just not also doing the boot camp business, also running a charity, also, you know, teaching for a lot of other boot camps in addition to the ones with my parents. And, you know, on top of that, I put in 15 hours a week online. And, yeah, so I do a lot right now, but I kind of like it that way, you know. When I have too much free time, I get antsy.
Well, speaking of trying to slow it down a little bit, is it true that ambient music is your favorite music? And does that mean you're a Brian Eno fan?
Oh, I actually don't know him. Who is it? Brian who?
Oh, Brian Eno. He's really famous. He actually he's like one of the inventors of ambient music. He has like music for airports.
Really? No,
and
that's funny. You know, the more the kind of ambient music I'm talking about is like a lot of Moby stuff. I love Moby.
Yeah.
DJ Shadow. Like a lot of the old throwback Enigma stuff, which is, I don't know if that's so much ambient, but
right.
Kind of related. God, I can't even think of them all off the top of my head, but I have a bunch of stuff on my iPod. Yeah, I just like that kind of stuff. It keeps me focused at the poker table. It's good stuff to like run on the treadmill too, just even keeled music. And yeah, like if after you take a bad beat, you listen to some down tempo music, it brings you back down and calm down so you don't go on tilt.
Yeah, Brian Eno is like a real sort of synthesizer type guy. He's actually the man behind like U2 success and things like that.
Really?
He's really good. You should give him a listen.
Oh, definitely check it out. All right, Brian Eno. It's an easy name to remember, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when you play poker, do you like set your iPod for a specific kind of type of music or an order of songs, or do you just let it rip on shuffle?
I don't know why, but I never use shuffle. I wish I did, because then I would definitely listen to more of the music on my iPod. Like, I have tons, like, I have 8,000 songs or something sick on my iPod. I probably listen to the same 100 over and over again.
Hey, you know, people often... people often talk about your stylish clothes that you wear, but, you know, I've seen you with a Beastie Boys hat on, too, so what's your favorite Beastie Boys cut?
You have to fight. Wait, you got to fight for your right to party. I don't know. I loved that song in high school. It was good. Yeah, I don't know. I like the Beastie Boys. They're a funny group of guys. I've been to one of their concerts. They're just so energetic and stuff. They're a cool group.
Yeah, I've always been partial to No Sleep Till Brooklyn. All right, so we want to wrap up the interview. We know that you're famous to do a little freestyling on the fly. Do you care to crank something out for us?
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Come on, with all the swimsuit stuff going on.
Has tried three times unsuccessfully to get me to do this on their show. There is no way. Do you understand that this is a loser situation for me? There is nothing good that can come out of it. I'm not about to sign a contract with any kind of record label. So if that's not possible, there is no upside.
All right, Vanessa. Well, we appreciate you taking all the time you did with us today. We know it's a busy day for you, and you got a lot of else going on. And we appreciate you're back in Florida too. It's always great to have a big pro back in Florida doing good stuff for us. And so, thanks again for being on the show.
Hey, you're welcome. And if anyone wants to find out more about me or anything that I have going on, they should check out my website, which is www.vanessarousso.com. That's my personal home site. And also they should check out www.bigslickbootcamp.com, which will have, within the next week, it'll be live and have the upcoming schedule of the South Florida tour of, Game Theory and Poker Clinics. So they should check that out too.
Well, you know, when you spell out your website, it sounds like a rap song.
Does it?
either that or like a basketball cheer. It's one or the other. It sounds like something.
That's funny.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, take care.
This is Doyle Brunson, and you're listening to Annie Up.
This week's Hand of the Week comes from a man in uniform, Chris.
Always respect a man in uniform.
Yeah, it's not Richard Gere, but he's probably better than Richard Gere.
Love lifts us up where we belong.
It comes from Galen. He just returned from a deployment. He was on active duty in the Air Force. Thank but he's you. Ready to retire, but yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for protecting us.
Absolutely. We appreciate everybody who put themselves in harm's
way. I love it when men and women in service send us emails and listen to your show while we're defending the country and, you know, avoiding dirty bombs. And
yeah.
That stuff just scares the hell out of me, and I'm just so happy that we're there to help them once
in
a while.
Absolutely. So, Galen, thanks for that, and we'd be happy to dissect your hand of the week.
We won't do it well, but we'll dissect it.
All right, he said he just got back from a really bad run at the Fire Lake Grande?
Just say Grand.
All right, Fire Lake Grande. It's his favorite poker haunt just outside Oklahoma City. I wonder if it's really haunted. He likes Stu Unger hanging around.
Shove, you idiot, shove.
All right, so very quickly, he says he's well-known in the poker room, usually playing a tournament a week. He's notably a tag player with some creativity to his play, so that's tight aggressive for you kids out there.
Yeah, it's not that he's wearing a cologne or anything.
Let's hope not. That's stuff terrible.
That stuff's nasty. They won't be sponsoring anything anytime soon.
All right, he played a tournament, didn't go well. He's now he's sitting down at 1-2 no limit cash game, getting some cards. It's a brand new table, a mix of regulars and a couple new faces. And he's kept that tag image up for the first three or four orbits, winning a couple pots, showing down big hands. So he's sitting at 186 clams.
Okay.
Do they have clams in Oklahoma City?
They send out for them.
Yeah. And they have Thunder. What's the name of the basketball team there?
Thunder.
Used to be the Sonic. Yeah.
Thunder.
186 Thunderbolts. All right, that's what he's got. 186 Thunderbolts. All right, he's in the big blind. Everybody but one limps in for the $2, and he looks down at Ace of Diamonds, Six of Diamonds.
Okay, I've written it down on my little scratch pad here. I'm ready to move on. I'm not raising.
You're just going to wrap the non-virtual table.
Yes, and, I would like to conceal the suitedness of my ace and enjoy the pot odds I'm getting, because normally A6 is not a very good hand.
No, but you know, suited, what's good about A6 is that it has not one but two straight possibilities.
I remember there was a pro that always plays A6. And because he always hopes a wheel comes on the board, and then he can bust somebody.
Yes, and then,
so he, no matter what, he always plays A6 because he wants to bust somebody who thinks that their ace made the wheel.
All right, well, he's a pro, but it's probably not a good strategy. Yeah. Right?
No, it's not.
All right, well, I agree with you. I think we're going to see the flop and see what we can get out of here. And our hero says he thinks briefly about making a play, but decides just to see a flop. So good, all three of us are in perfect harmony.
Excellent.
He says, at this point, a couple of the unknowns have set their image. One, the villain in this hand, is being very loose and calling to see a flop a large percentage of the time, including calling raises and three bets. He's also been caught overplaying his hand on at least two occasions.
Okay, I've written down vill equals loose.
Excellent. I did not know you ever went to Oklahoma City. All right, here comes the flop. Ace of clubs, six of spades, three of spades.
Very, very nice. Top two, got a couple of things to worry about, but really, we like this hand.
Yeah, you generally don't get top two with A6. It's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
All right, so what are you going to do here?
I'm going to tell you to stop doing on the show, because I have to edit it out every single time you do that. Are we first to act? I can't remember. I don't think we are.
Well, you know, I think he, in the excitement of this hand, kind of got some...
Details wrong,
which, you know, it's a live game, so it's tough. You know, you don't have that little hand history to fall back on.
I'm glad you're checking this before we do the show.
Yeah, no, I read this before, and he's got, and you'll see what I mean by this.
Okay, all right, so are you saying
guessing,
that basically
I'm guessing
we
are the first act here, yes.
Okay, well, then I would clearly bet about the size of the pot here. Just because if you're betting that much, people may not put you on top two. They may think you have an ace, naked ace, or a draw, or I don't know, but... there's a lot of people in this hand, you said, and I need to thin the field because there are a lot of draws that can get there on the turn. I need to thin this field. So
straight draws.
I'm assuming like maybe $20 is in the pot, $18, something like that. So I'm going to bet probably $20.
All right, very good. I agree too, because I hope that I get check race here actually by
as long as we weren't first to act, I'd love to get check raised.
Yep. All right. I mean raised, not check raised, because we're betting out.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
All right, he leads out for $12. There's $16 in the pot pre-flop.
Okay, so that's okay. I probably would bet more, but that's okay. I mean, that's three quarters of the pot, but really, at this point, you're only losing to one hand. you know, that is conceivable, you know, like a set. So, I mean, yeah, there's a set of sixes possible, but is that really going to happen? No, a set of aces, probably not. Yep. So a set of deuces is really the only hand you're worried about here. And
set of trays, I mean.
I'm sorry. Set of trays. I'm sorry. I'm thinking ahead.
Set of deuces would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be, yeah. So, all right. So, that'd be amazing. That'd be a missed deal. Missed deal, and you get your money back. But, yeah, I probably would bet a little more, but I don't fault the three-quarter bet, so.
All right, very good. All right, so it folds around to the villain who's in the cutoff, who raises to $25. See, I think we got what we wanted there, really.
Yeah, we got heads up with someone, and we got more money.
Yep. All right, so the button and the small blind fold, so I guess actually his information was correct. So
okay.
He just didn't say the small blind checked.
Ah, okay, good.
All right. So it's back to us, and obviously it's $13 to go. So are you going to raise or going to call here? It's an interesting dilemma.
Well, I don't know how this other player plays. He could be raising on a draw. So I don't know how much he has either. Did you remember how much the villain had?
You know, I don't think he said.
Well, this guy is pretty loose. So I can't really respect what he has, and if he has a bigger ace than us, we've got him. So I think that if he's that loose, I don't know. Sometimes I'd smooth call and just let one peel off, and if it's not a scary card, then I'll...
Yeah, I guess the tough thing is you're out of position, so if you raise here, then you're putting yourself in probably a bigger jam. You could probably...
The thing about being out of position is I don't want to be out of position to rest his hand. I want to take it down now. It's a pretty decent pot. I may just shove here.
Ah, okay. Wow.
And if he has a set, then more power to him, but I still can win.
Minor overbet, don't you think?
Well, I mean, he raised a 25. I put 13,
and yeah, you have $170 left.
Yeah. Well, I'd probably make it like 60 to go.
All right, there we go. That makes more sense.
Well, you know, that's what I meant. I don't know how much this guy
has. Well, no, you said shove. That's what I thought you meant.
Well, what I meant is if this guy started with 100,
okay, gotcha.
Essentially shoving would be a $60, $70 bet, is what I meant.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry.
All right. Our hero says at this point his range could be anything. An ace trying to see where he stands. That makes sense. Yep. An ace spade with a flush draw. Two pair, straight draw, maybe even a set. Maybe not a set of twos. No. It could be total error as well, but given the number of the preflop, not too likely. He thinks about it a bit and decides to three bet, raising to $50.
Yeah, that's not bad, I guess. I mean, like I said, I don't know how much the other guy has in front of him. So, but clearly this guy's loose, aggressive, and probably just has a draw or nothing.
All right, our villain immediately four bets to $100, and we've totally forgotten that we're playing no limit here.
Well, at this point, I'm just going to shove. There's no way I'm behind unless he has a set. And at this point, I can't fold. So I don't care what he has. I'm putting it all in there.
You don't care.
No.
Caution in the wind.
No, man. This is a 1-2, and this is a loose, aggressive guy, and we're tight aggressive, and we have the top two pair. There's no way we're getting away from his hand. And if he's got a draw, you want him to put all his money in drawing.
Right. That's right.
So I'm shoving.
Okay. All right, so our hero tanks a little bit. He doesn't think that he'd min-raise a set. And he says he only said he's honestly worried about his 3-3, since we have the ace and the 6. He could make this move with two pair, holding an ace-6, not likely, which is, you know, weird.
Yeah.
He says if he calls, he only has 86 left, and there's 216 in the pot.
I mean, what are you going to do on the turn? You know, you're going to have to bet it. So just get it all in there. Because, you know, in the turn, you're going to have to bet again no matter what. So get it all in now. Make the guy pay to draw.
All right. Well, our hero says he decided to see the turn and make a decision based on that card and calls it $50.
All right. Whatever. I you know, I mean, again, if you can get this guy's whole stack by shoving, then shove. If you think that you're going to have to keep, you know, nickel and diming them out of him, then maybe a call's okay there. But, again, a 5 comes on the turn or a 4...
Yeah.
Well, here's, you know, or a spade.
That's the interesting thing about the call here is it gives you another chance to fold the best hand.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're not, and you're out of position now too. That's why when you're out of position, like a lot of times people say when you're playing heads up and you're out of position and the button raises, if you have a pair or a decent hand, you want to make it like 5x or something. You want to end the hand now because you're going to be out of position the rest of the hand. Same thing here. I mean, I know it's a ring game, but at this point you're heads up and you're out of position. Let's end it now or get him to draw if he's drawing. I don't know.
All right, the turn card, 5 of diamonds.
A 5, just like that. So, there you go. I mean, I don't know. This guy looks aggressive. I don't know if he really would play like 2-4, but still a straight got there now. Did the wheel get there yet?
Yeah,
2-4 a wheel. So, yeah. Yeah, no, see, now you're...
So that'd be kind of sick.
But. Yeah, I'm not really worried about that hand. I'm not worried about the monsters under the bed here, but I just would have gotten it all in earlier.
All right, so you're just gonna you're gonna shove that last 86.
Yeah, there's 200 in the pot. If you bet half the pot, it's 100. So you bet 80, just shove, see what happens.
All right, I think I gotta agree here. Our hero checks, and his villain insta-shoves. I always like the insta-shove. Somebody should trademark that. Maybe it should be us.
Yeah, the insta-shove means that the guy has nothing. That's usually what that means. Insta-shove. Because he's waiting for any chance to...
You know, it's better than the insta-shove.
What's that?
It's the pre-instant shove.
I saw this
the other day on the cruise, actually. I think it was on the cruise. Somebody, they had a lot of furious action, and then as the dealer was getting ready to put the other card out, he just shoves it in.
You know, I've been known to do that. I get so excited, and I just put it in now. And they're like, what are you doing? You're
on tour. And everybody's like,
I'm going all in, so just let you know.
Like, okay, he's all in.
yeah, that's scary. But I would call here. I can't fold.
All right. So there's $302 in the pot. And our hero thinks for just a moment, puts the rest in.
Yeah, that's almost 4-1 on your money with top two. You can't fold.
And our the villain says, you're good.
Oh, two of the greatest words ever to hear at a poker table. You're good.
The dealer turns over the seven of the clubs for the river, and our villain turns over...
I have no idea.
Four of spades, five of spades.
Wow, that's sad. Makes a straight. Yep. I mean, oh my God. See, now if you shoved, you might have gotten him off his hand, because he was semi-bluffing or whatever. If you had shoved earlier, you might have gotten him off his hand. Now he makes a straight. Oh, and it's so brutal, too, because he says you're good.
Yeah.
You know, and you're thinking, oh, this guy's totally bluffing. He's probably got, like, king, queen or something. And, oh, that's sad. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think if the lesson's to be learned here, that if this guy keeps raising, you got top two, just get in there now and see if he really wants to go the whole way with it. One way or the other, you're going to either lose your chips or double through him. So.
Yeah, it's that proverbial, in the long run, you'll be better off.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, it sucks because life is usually... played out in the short term.
Well, I guess we could cheer him up a little bit. We'll spin the wheel.
Absolutely.
Because there's no other way to play that hand, I don't think.
No.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
And a great set of Texas Hold'em strategy cards from greatpokerhands.com. Galen, use that. In fact, actually, what you do want to do is you want to fling them at your opponent's head when they make these kind of moves and tell them, where on this card does it say to play 4-5 like this? That's what you need to do, Galen, so we're happy to help you out.
Oh, my God.
But send us your address so we can get those out to you, and everybody else, send your hands of the week, your mailbags, your general comments, criticisms, compliments, and gifts to podcast at antiupmagazine.com. And join us on the big cruise.
Yes, August 20th to the 24th, 2009. We're going to head to Cozumel. I'm looking forward to that, sort of. And I've actually been on that actual cruise. I mean, been on that boat to that place. So
I've been on the boat. I haven't gone. I mean, I've been to Cozumel, but I did not use it.
Yeah, I was on the Inspiration. The Carnival Inspiration.
Yeah, that was our honeymoon boat, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did it inspire you?
No, really.
You didn't need any inspiration. It was your honeymoon, dumbass. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
And we'll see you at the tables. Annie Up is a production of AnnieUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.